In line at the Cannes Redemption Center. When I got here an hour ago, I pulled in as the 11th vehicle. I'm driving a gray Prius V with the car seat, and I filled it with my garbage bags of aluminum cans, 90% of which is sparkling water. These cans have been consumed over the last 9 months, January through September. Mostly pickup trucks, but sedans and SUVs make up this line of vehicles. Now I'm third in line. The sign says closed for lunch 12 to 1 p.m. Hours Monday to Friday 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. I got here at 9:15, 9:20. Now it's 10:39. Just glad I'm gonna make it before lunch. For years we recycled our aluminum cans in our big gray bin every Tuesday. We did this in our old apartment for 8 years. We did this at our house for the last 4 years before I started saying, why not take these cans and save them and bring them somewhere and then donate the money? So I started doing that, and it feels good to do that. Crush up our can after can of sparkling water when it's emptied. Make sure that the sodas and rare juices are free of syrupy mess. A neighbor donates his diet root beers, the Hansen's variety from Trader Joe's. Here we are, mostly older guys hauling cans, and me, the rare 40-year-old. I asked my friend if he'd save his cans for me. He swore at me over text. Mostly joking, but also not. That friend was overwhelmed with everything. Having a 3-year-old daughter of his own as a primary parent, the idea of saving cans was too much for him to contemplate. Saving cans for a friend to redeem. Redemption's an interesting idea. As if the cans have sinned, done something wrong, in being mass-produced, containing liquid, then being bought, then drank, consumed, emptied, crushed, put into garbage bags, and later weighed on a giant scale. This metal, this aluminum, all these things involved in our modern life that we don't really think about, just trying to do some small amount of good rather than send them back to be recycled. They have a value. The value is weighed. And then I get cash. And then I'll go online and donate that amount of cash to Fair Fight, Stacey Abrams' nonprofit dedicated to voter equality, voting rights, supporting people's right to vote and register to vote. It doesn't make me a better person to do this. But it makes me feel good to do something morally good. I know it's all an uphill battle. We've seen over the last 4 years how easy it is for greed to win, for inequality to become even more extreme, for moderation to be the line of thought among many people. Moderation that we have to go back to a normal. What we're in is so abnormal, many people just want the safe and the normal. But what if the normal wasn't good enough? What if it was still too easy? What if the inequality during that normal time was already so great, but we just didn't see it the same way? We complain about everything. We want things easy, and our lives are so easy in general. Many of us, our lives are too easy. Where does humility and respect and appreciation for small things, where do these things fit into our modern life? Or do they fit at all? Do we have to actively go back? Anachronisms. Imagining something better than where we are now. Contradictions. Our lives are easier, many of us. Our phones dictate so much of our behavior, helping us communicate and yet keeping us from communicating. We sit in between, not knowing if progress is real progress. When you're in it, you don't know where you're going. Only with time and retrospection and with an awareness of history do you know where you've been. Right now I'm just waiting. Behind an old beat up red Toyota pickup truck with 10 giant garbage bags of cans, waiting to go next to redeem mine. Thank you.
Thank you.